Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and continue to react to MLB Awards Week. We did learn last night, Pat Murphy and Stephen Vogt, officially the managers of the year. We'll get the Cy Young announcement tonight. I would expect, so again, I do think it's going to be Paul Skeens. I think it'll be Skubal in the AL. I expect Ohtani to win the NL MVP. I expect it's going to be Judge or Raleigh. Actually, let's take a look at the odds. AL MVP odds as of right now. This is a day out. If you pull up the future odds, Aaron Judge minus 325, Raleigh plus 220. Part of the problem with these betting, like the betting being where it is it kind of just tell, like they seem so in tune to this stuff, and it's literal voting, right? It's not like who's going to win a game that's less predictable. Like you can kind of get intel on where people are voting. You kind of know who these MVPs are going to be. So would fully expect that it's Skubal, Judge, both, or Skubal and Skeens, both heavy favorites, and then Judge and Ohtani, both heavy favorites to win the MVP. I think, let's just look. I would think that NL MVP voting, I think Schwarber is slated to be second. I think Sanchez is slated to be second in the Cy Young. So, I mean, that's pretty cool, I think. Philly's not going to win literally any postseason awards. I wonder how many teams could do the quick math between Gold Glove, Silver Slugger, Clemente Award, you know, everything. The Phillies are not going to have a single, especially for the postseason teams, not a single award recipient at all. But they will have two guys who finish in second, I think Schwarber and Sanchez. And I would expect Wheeler to finish in the top 10 or so, even with his injury. He just truly was that dominant. So I do kind of expect that to be the case. So as far as, you know, other awards, I guess Schwarber did win the All-Star Game MVP, so that is pretty cool. But this will officially put a wrap these next couple of days on MLB Awards. Does kind of have me thinking in terms of like the Sanchez and Wheeler thing. Like you have two more years of Zach Wheeler. Isn't that all the more reason that you need to win like right here in this window? Like you have two top 10 pitchers in the league. I'm envisioning that's what's going to be the case. You have two top 10 pitchers in the league. When you really think about how good Kyle Schwarber was, like, if it weren't for the unicorn of Shohei Ohtani, he would be the NL MVP. I just think you have to try and bring Schwarber back, try and win on the back of this rotation. and do what you can to give this team another shot at a World Series in the next couple of years. I think you still have a few more years left in this window. That absolutely, absolutely needs to be the goal. So I think it's just frustrating for me, to be honest, you know, hearing the line of thinking that some people do not want to try and run this thing back. They think that this is a doomed organization somehow, or that there's no path to try and win the World Series next year, when I fully believe there is. Like, I fully believe that that can be achieved. So I think that's something certainly to monitor, but it's something that should really be looked upon. I believe as we do this here on a little more than a month, so 34 days officially since the Phillies season ended. It feels like forever ago. I mean, really, really long ago, that Kirkring fired that ball out of the backstop. But man, I'm already like, I saw the spring training schedules come out, the World Baseball Classic schedule come out. Like, I'm dying for baseball, to be honest. Like, just absolutely dying for it. I would kill to see, you know, these guys play again. I just would kill for it. And I was at the World Baseball Classic in 23. Will be interesting to see how guys on the Phillies this time of year handle that. In particular, the pitchers. Never feel like the pitchers are interested. Wheeler won't pitch for, like, the U.S. or anything because he'll be hurt. But, you know, would be interested to see if, like, you know, does Christopher Sanchez, you know, have an interest in participating in an event like that? You know, he's from the Dominican. Like, does he should absolutely be on the Dominican team. Would Ranger Suarez pitch for Venezuela? It's gotten really out of hand in terms of, like, who can pitch for what country, but I still think it's a fun event. Wouldn't mind seeing it go to, like, more of a four nations format like they did in hockey over the All-Star break, but nevertheless, I think really, really cool. And it'll give us, like, real competitive baseball early in the season. Like, they're doing it. They were supposed to have the 23 World Baseball Classic in 21. It got pushed back 2 years. Now they're doing this one on the third year. I believe they've done it 06, 09, 13, 17, 21, or 17, 23, 26. So that's 06, 9, 13, 17, 23, 20. This will be the sixth edition of it. I remember really, really getting into that 17 one, just how electric of a tournament that was, staying up late watching games on MLB Network. That was a really, really fun time to just be a World Baseball Classic fan. And in 21, and the U.S. finally won that year in 17. And I remember watching it in my college dorm room. And then, you know, 23 was obviously great. Otani and Trout having it come down to that. So really, really looking forward to it. But that's how much I'm digging baseball, just needing to come back here. Just absolutely needs to come back. Other quick notes. We did have to get it cleared up earlier today that Harrison Bader's Instagram post was not a goodbye post. I still think it's a 50-50 shot there. But I think it was ridiculous that people thought that that was somehow a going away post in some way, shape, or form. And I think we're looking at a situation with Bader where he does help you win next year. Like, he is the type of guy that I think brought a real swag and aura to this clubhouse. And I loved watching Bader play. I would never miss one of his at bats. He swung hard every single time. He was a joy. So, and brings a really good glove in center field, which this team could use. It could always use good defense in all situations, but especially late in games. And it's nice to have a guy who can not only do that, but he can swing the bat well. So I think that's where I stand on Harrison Bader. Other quick thoughts just on the Phils. Again, winter meetings probably in about a month here. I'm hoping for, you know, a little bit some spice in the winter meetings, but I think that would be really, really, it would be good for content, be good for the Phils to get some interest early in this offseason, provide some assurance, in my opinion, that this team is truly, truly going for it in the year 2026. I think that is important to, you know, remind the fan base of, like, we're still in this thing to win it for the World Series. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and continue to react to MLB Awards Week. We did learn last night, Pat Murphy and Stephen Vogt, officially the managers of the year. We'll get the Cy Young announcement tonight. I would expect, so again, I do think it's going to be Paul Skeens. I think it'll be Skubal in the AL. I expect Ohtani to win the NL MVP. I expect it's going to be Judge or Raleigh. Actually, let's take a look at the odds. AL MVP odds as of right now. This is a day out. If you pull up the future odds, Aaron Judge minus 325, Raleigh plus 220. Part of the problem with these betting, like the betting being where it is it kind of just tell, like they seem so in tune to this stuff, and it's literal voting, right? It's not like who's going to win a game that's less predictable. Like you can kind of get intel on where people are voting. You kind of know who these MVPs are going to be. So would fully expect that it's Skubal, Judge, both, or Skubal and Skeens, both heavy favorites, and then Judge and Ohtani, both heavy favorites to win the MVP. I think, I mean, let's just look. I would think that NL MVP voting, I think Schwarber is slated to be second. I think Sanchez is slated to be second in the Cy Young. So, I mean, that's pretty cool, I think. Philly's not going to win literally any postseason awards. I wonder how many teams could do the quick math between Gold Glove, Silver Slugger, Clemente Award, you know, everything. The Phillies are not going to have a single, especially of the postseason teams, not a single award recipient at all. But they will have two guys who finish in second, I think Schwarber and Sanchez. And I would expect Wheeler to finish in the top 10 or, you know, or so, even with his injury. He just truly was that dominant. So I do kind of expect that to be the case. So as far as, you know, other awards, I guess Schwarber did win the All-Star Game MVP. So that is pretty cool. But this will officially put a wrap these next couple of days on MLB Awards. Does kind of have me thinking in terms of like the Sanchez and Wheeler thing. Like you have two more years of Zach Wheeler. Isn't that all the more reason that you need to win like right here in this window? Like you have two top 10 pitchers in the league. I'm envisioning that's what's going to be the case. You have two top 10 pitchers in the league. When you really think about how good Kyle Schwarber was, like, if it weren't for the unicorn of Shohei Ohtani, he would be the NL MVP. I just think you have to try and bring Schwarber back, try and win on the back of this rotation, and do what you can to give this team another shot at a World Series in the next couple of years. I think you still have a few more years left in this window. That absolutely needs to be the goal. So I think it's just frustrating for me, to be honest. You know, hearing the line of thinking that some people do not want to try and run this thing back, that they think that this is a doomed organization somehow, or that there's no path to try and win the World Series next year, when I fully believe there is. Like, I fully believe that can be achieved. So I think that's something certainly to monitor, but it's something that should really be looked upon. I believe as we do this here on a little more than a month. So 34 days officially since the Phillies season ended. It feels like forever ago. I mean, really, really long ago that Kirkring fired that ball to the backstop. But man, I'm already like, I saw the spring training schedules come out, the World Baseball Classic schedule come out. Like, I'm dying for baseball, to be honest. Like, just absolutely dying for it. I would kill to see, you know, these guys play again. I just would kill for it. And I was at the World Baseball Classic in 23. Will be interesting to see how guys on the Phillies this time of year handle that. In particular, the pitchers. Never feel like the pitchers are interested. Wheeler won't pitch for like the U.S. or anything because he'll be hurt. But, you know, would be interested to see if, like, you know, does Christopher Sanchez, you know, have an interest in participating in an event like that? You know, he's from the Dominican. Like, does he should absolutely be on the Dominican team. Would Ranger Suarez pitch for Venezuela? It's gotten really out of hand in terms of, like, who can pitch for what country, but I still think it's a fun event. Wouldn't mind seeing it go to, like, more of a four nations format like they did in hockey over the All-Star break, but nevertheless, I think really, really cool. And it'll give us, like, real competitive baseball early in the season. Like, they're doing it. They were supposed to have the 23 World Baseball Classic in 21. It got pushed back 2 years. Now they're doing this one on the third year. I believe they've done it 06, 09, 13, 17, 21, or 17, 23, 26. So that's 06, 9, 13, 17, 23, 20. This will be the sixth edition of it. I remember really, really getting into that 17 one, just how electric of a tournament that was, staying up late watching games on MLB Network. That was a really, really fun time to just be a World Baseball Classic fan. And in 21, and the U.S. finally won that year in 17. And I remember watching it in my college dorm room. And then, you know, 23 was obviously great. Otani and Trout having it come down to that. So really, really looking forward to it. But that's how much I'm digging baseball. Just needing to come back here. Just absolutely needs to come back. Other quick notes. We did have to get it cleared up earlier today that Harrison Bader's Instagram post was not a goodbye post. I still think it's a 50-50 shot there. But I think it was ridiculous that people thought that that was somehow a going away post in some way, shape, or form. And I think we're looking at a situation with Bader where he does help you win next year. Like he is the type of guy that I think brought a real swag and aura to this clubhouse. And I loved watching Bader play. I would never miss one of his at bats. He swung hard every single time. He was a joy. So, and brings a really good glove in center field, which this team could use. It could always use good defense in all situations, but especially late in games. And it's nice to have a guy who can not only do that, but he can swing the bat well. So I think that's where I stand on Harrison Bader. Other quick thoughts just on the Phils. Again, winter meetings probably in about a month here. I'm hoping for, you know, a little bit some spice in the winter meetings, but I think that would be really, really, it would be good for content, be good for the Phils to get some interest early in this offseason, provide some assurance, in my opinion, that this team is truly, truly going for it in the year 2026. I think that is important to, you know, remind the fan base of, like, we're still in this thing to win it for the World Series.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.